Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
This week already I've shared news from missionaries serving in Zambia and Honduras and Uganda and down in New Zealand. Today I would like to share news from one of our directors. Stephen Maldoff and his family serve as director over Southeast Asia with BIMI. That's a large part of the world, includes India and all the way down to Australia and New Zealand, Papua New Guinea and Cambodia and Thailand and Indonesia and that whole part of the world. Let me just tell you some of the things that Brother Maldoff has been involved in recent days. Some of you may wonder, what does a director do? Well, really, we don't direct anyone. We don't tell people where to go. That's God's business, but we're helpers and encouragers to our missionaries. So Brother Maldoff says, I had the privilege to visit with many of the BIMI missionary families serving in Northwest Thailand. When I arrived, this Buddhist nation was in the midst of the celebration of Songkran. It's the Thai New Year, and the custom is to throw water upon all that you see. Imagine to be in a nationwide water fight. It was a lot of fun to witness this. I did manage to stay dry, though. This festival was the same weekend as Easter, and I was able to celebrate the resurrection at two churches that had me speak. And during my time in Thailand, I had the opportunity to assist the missionaries with their outreaches and ministries. And then also, he writes about assisting an exciting ministry in Indonesia. Departing from Thailand, I traveled over to Indonesia. This country has the largest Muslim population in the world. We have a team of BIMI missionaries who are doing a great job in reaching out to their city. Though there are challenges inherent in ministering in a country like this, the missionaries are being very creative and actively doing what they can to reach the people. Their city is filled with many colleges and universities, so young adults are everywhere. And God's given them a great doorway by which to reach these college students and get them thinking about the truth of Christianity. I love being able to join them in their work for a short time. And then, of course, Brother Maldoff says, upon arriving home from that trip, I traveled to different places in the United States to promote Papua New Guinea Bible distribution. It's a thrill to see the responses of churches and colleges in donating money to this endeavor. My alma mater, Pensacola Christian College, put PNG in the spotlight for an entire month as they encouraged the students both to give financially and to spend time praying for this upcoming effort. What a blessing. This, plus the generosity of many other churches and individuals and organizations, has helped to raise over $1.1 million for Bibles. God is truly blessing. And then he also writes, as the calendar turned another month, it was once again time for BIMI's Canada School. We had 70 folk participate this year, with 12 newly accepted as BIMI missionaries, and my field, Southeast Asia, has added one new family who desire to serve the Lord in Indonesia. During the week, I was able to teach classes, participate in various forums, and then, of course, let me hasten on to say before my time runs out that since this letter was written, the distribution of the Bibles in Papua New Guinea has not only started, but thousands of Bibles have been given out, and God is still blessing. And Missionary Alan Brooks is right there on the ground even now, getting the Bibles out to the schools all across the great nation of Papua New Guinea. So pray for our missionaries and our directors as they work with these dear folk getting out the gospel.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.